WRCL Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area schedule.
Tonight, Richland Center will host River Valley in SWC volleyball. For RC head coach Jamie Johnson, it's pretty much the same every match.
I think the key is always, it's the same mantra. It's serve and serve receive. Serve receive sets up everything else. And I think the team who serve receives the best Tuesday night is going to win that match.
For River Valley coach Mariah Hill, her team coming off a 5-set loss to Lancaster and a 5-set loss against Prairie du Chien. They've been up and down, the sign of a young squad.
Yeah, having a young team this year is definitely something that is a new experience for me. I've typically in the past few years had some really good senior leaders and a group that has, you know, come back and played together for a few years. So definitely lots of new things going on. And unfortunately, I think we just couldn't handle the pressure. I think we had some nerves and just a lot of errors on our side. And that ultimately is how Lancaster got us.
Richland Center travels to River Valley tonight. Pre-match time around 6:45, and then it's first serve time from RVHS. Other action tonight, Riverdale is home against Cuba City, and Ithaca is home against North Crawford. There is varsity conference soccer action at River Valley High School tonight as the Blackhawks play host to Dodge Point. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
The Brewers rebounded from Sunday's shocking 10-inning loss in Arizona to beat the Philadelphia Phillies last night 6-2. They took the lead with two runs in the third and never trailed. Aaron Civale picked up the win, and usual starter Cullen Ray came in out of the bullpen to nail down his first save of his career. William Contreras and Joseph Ortiz each drove in two runs. Frankie Montas is scheduled to start the second game of the series tonight at American Family Field. Milwaukee's magic number is now down to two games. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch of that contest will be at 6:40 with the pregame starting at 6:05. Jordan Love could reclaim his starting position sooner than expected. While appearing on ESPN Milwaukee Monday, NFL insider Rob Domofsky reported he is not convinced Malik Willis will start for the Packers in Week 3. Domofsky says he was told Love was very close to playing against the Colts, and head coach Matt LaFleur's injury update wasn't a charade. The Packers are scheduled to travel to Nashville to take on the Titans at Sunday at noon. He was brought in through transfer portals to start, but the Wisconsin State Journal reports Wisconsin Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke will miss the remainder of the 2024 season with a knee injury. Several reports confirm that Van Dyke suffered a full ACL tear during Saturday's loss to Alabama. Van Dyke transferred to Wisconsin from Miami and beat out Braden Locke for the starting job. Through the first 3 weeks of the season, Van Dyke threw for 422 yards and a touchdown while completing 63% of his passes. And current Milwaukee Bucks point guard and former Portland Trailblazer Damian Lillard returned to where he was drafted to be recognized for his contributions to the Portland community. The first Bill Walton Community Impact Award, named after the Trailblazers championship hero and the NBA Hall of Famer, recognized Lillard's service work during his 11 seasons in Portland. Lillard remains involved in several community outreach initiatives, particularly the Respect Program and the Lillard Foundation. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's Great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.